Hey, what's up? If you're listening to today's podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, that's awesome. But I highly recommend watching this one on YouTube because I'm going to be sharing some video clips from the story and the moment that I'm talking about on today's episode. And it's just more fun to watch this one. If you're not able to, totally fine, but I wanted to present that option. Also, a special shout out to my new friends, Amanda and Carson. All right, here we go with another episode of the Hallelujah Amen podcast. Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Hallelujah Amen podcast, otherwise known as Praise Be to Yahweh, which is what Hallelujah means, and Amen means yes, I agree. So if you agree that you want to praise Yahweh, aka God of the Most High, then say hallelujah and amen. If you're watching YouTube, I'm using my entire body to explain that. Both arms up in the air like my cheerleading days. 5, 6, 7, 8. Y'all aren't ready for today's podcast. I don't think you're ready. I mean, I'm not even technically ready yet. Just so we're clear, every single time I sit down to record a podcast, there is so much pushback, not only in the spirit, but like, I literally cannot get my quote unquote act together. I don't really want to ever get my act together. Amen. Because that's not the point. The point is to be unabandoned and submitted and surrendered to the Lord, whatever it looks like, even if you're looking like a fool. Okay. But seriously. So yeah, every time I sit down to do this, there's just so many problems. Like, I wish y'all could see behind the scenes what I'm dealing with today. Like, I'm filming this, if you're watching YouTube, on my iPhone 13 Pro. Praise God for iPhone, but like, my camera won't work and just all this stuff. But there's a point in me even telling you that, and it's because the devil doesn't like truth being preached. Amen? He doesn't like Jesus being exalted and praised on any platform, especially a public one. So I'm so excited because I just decided to press record. My camera wasn't working. I turned on the iPhone. I got my microphone. Praise God. So yeah, we're going to get started. I have one of the most incredible testimonies yet in my entire life. Obviously, my overarching overall testimony is Jesus Christ and Christ crucified. And it's yours too, if you're a believer. That's your testimony. But he continues to build our testimony throughout our little baby earthly lives. I don't know why I used the word baby there. Anywho, I was recently in Lake Tahoe with my family, my husband and his side of the family, his parents and his aunt. We all took a vacation to Lake Tahoe. If you're from there, holla. Some of the most beautiful parts of the United States that I've ever seen. My husband loves snow skiing. We went snow skiing for our honeymoon, actually, in Colorado, which is where I'm originally from. Fun fact of the day. I was born in Littleton, Colorado. If you know where that is, it's in Denver. And then I moved to Texas. And so I say I'm from Texas, but really, my roots are in Colorado. Like I said, I am on a 30-day caffeine-free cleanse, so I haven't drank any coffee in the last 2 days. So if you're watching YouTube, my eye might be twitching right now because I'm having withdrawals. But praise God, that is not the point of today's podcast. The point of today's podcast is that God is in control. And what I mean by that is I use a pretty heavy, hefty, fancy sounding word, the word sovereign, quite a bit. And I didn't even know what that word meant until I met Jesus and met God 4 years ago-ish in an auto body car shop. And so before we even get started with this testimony and this story from my vacation, I want to read you the Christianity.com's definition of sovereign. So it says this: if you were to look up the word sovereign in the dictionary, you would find words and phrases like superior, greatest, supreme in power and authority, ruler, and independent of all others in its definition. But the way that this website, and I am in agreeance, like to explain God's sovereignty best is simply to say God is in control. Amen. Because he is. He's in control of your life, whether you realize it or not. He is in control of your life. I really
feel strongly to repeat that at least two more times. God is in control of your life. God is in control of your life and mine. Thank you, Jesus. So it goes on to say that there's some verses that this website is referencing. It's Revelation 21:6. God is above all things and before all things. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is immortal and he is present everywhere so that everyone can know him. Colossians 1:16, God created all things and holds all things together, both in heaven and on earth, both visible and invisible. Romans 11:33, God knows all things past, present, and future. Woo! Woo! And you think you're in control. And me, I'm not just pointing fingers. I think I'm in control sometimes. No way, Jose. God knows all things past, present, and future. There's no limit to his knowledge. For God knows everything completely before it even happens. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, God, for this podcast, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you would use it like you already have. Pray that you would continue to use my voice to be a spokesman for your voice, Lord. I pray that I would get out of the way, that we would get out of the way so that people could see you, so that you could be glorified. Lord, I don't want this to be about me. I want this entire thing, my little life, the thing of my life, to be about you and your life. So I just pray right now that if you're listening to this, that if you haven't laid your life down yet, that you would, because it's incredible to surrender your life to Christ. It's not only are you saved from hell, but you're saved from yourself and your crazy little pitiful emotions and mine. Oh, man, it is such an honor to follow Jesus. So at the end of our trip, we had one final day to kind of do whatever we wanted before we had to drive back to Reno, Nevada, which is where we were flying out. And on our way back, we stopped multiple times to shop in little boutiques in Truckee, California. If you've been there, it's so cute. I highly recommend it. And then we drove from Truckee to this area where you can look and view and take pictures of Lake Tahoe, like actual Lake Tahoe, California / Nevada. It's on the border of both. And as we were parking to go see this beautiful view, we get out of the car and I remember seeing a bride and groom get out of their car. And I was thinking, oh, that's cute. I wonder if they're getting married. And then my mother-in-law was like, no, they're taking pictures. I see a photographer or something like that. And I just remember thinking, wow, that's so cute. Like a bride and groom, like just totally random in Lake Tahoe. And we're getting out and we're leaving the car. And I remember putting on my sunglasses and I looked up and this girl, she slams on her brakes, opens her car door, gets out and says, Baylor. And I'm like, how does this girl know my name? She goes, I listen to your podcast every single week. And I'm like, excuse me, what? My podcast? Because y'all, if I'm being honest, over the last 6 or 7 years, if people stop me like that randomly and say my name, usually 9 times out of 10, they're recognizing me from the show Survivor because I was on season 29, Blood versus Water of Survivor. If you didn't know that, there's a little tidbit for you today, a little fun fact. But so in this moment, I was just thinking my podcast, like I didn't even know people listened. Like I knew they listened, but I didn't know like someone in Nevada / California could even find my podcast. So she's like, she gets out of the car. She's like, I don't even have shoes on. And if you're listening to this right now and you're not watching the YouTube version of this podcast, I highly recommend you switch over to that real quick because I'm going to play you some of the clips from that moment.
Oh, what the heck? That's awesome.
Amanda. Oh my gosh, we're going to Nashville. We're going to your church in like a month. What?
Yeah. Are you kidding?
I found it. Literally, I found it. I found I found you. What's happening? I've watched your videos. Like, I've watched Eyes on Jesus for like, I think, I can't.
I'm not even kidding.
Literally, I've told her it's the one church in like the whole country that Jesus. I've just been like, wow. Like, so I literally, and the revival that's like happening, happening in it, I'm like, literally, I'm
coming.
Like,
wait, can we just hold on a second? Literally, where are we? And also, Jesus is so sovereign. Like,
so as you can see, this precious girl tells me all about finding my podcast by way of finding my church's live stream on YouTube. Y'all, if you don't think God is in control, you're mistaken. You are mistaken. You are mistaken. And I used to not think he was either. I had no idea he was in control. Sometimes I still don't know that. Like, even in this moment, I'm like, okay, I feel the pleasure and power of God all over my entire body in this moment. I mean, I couldn't even handle myself. As you can tell, I was like, what is going on? And so then she proceeds to tell me that she, every time she listens to my podcast, by the end of her runs, because she listens while she's running, by the end of her runs, she is drawn to the feet of Jesus because of conviction. And at that moment, when she told me that, I literally felt tingly all over my entire body. I even feel it kind of right now, because only God could do that. Only Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit could make a person on the other side of the country find my podcast, which, by the way, I'm recording this in Nashville, Tennessee right now, which is where I live. Like, that just doesn't happen. Like, yes, I know the internet videos can go viral and you could find a random thing and then maybe meet someone somewhere. Like, I get that. But this was like in the middle of nowhere, y'all. Like, I can't even explain to you how the middle of nowhere we were. Like, it just, God is in control. God is sovereign. And the reason I'm even like dragging this testimony out for you is because I want to raise your faith. Like, when I saw this girl's face and she saw me, I could tell that she could feel the Father's pleasure and power and love for her just by seeing me, because she knew. It was one of those moments where, like, you have a confirmation, like he leads you to a scripture and you're like, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Or, you know, somebody has a word for you. That's exactly what the Bible verse you've been reading lately, or whatever it is. Or maybe you see someone you haven't seen in a long time and you've been asking God to teach you about love and witnessing, and you just walk up to them. Or I don't know what it is, but God can do whatever he wants to, okay? He's the maker of the heavens and the stars and the moon and the sun. He created the whole world in 6 days. So, like, when we start to question whether he's in control or not, I want to repent on behalf of all of us, like, for questioning God's sovereignty, because the fact of the matter is he's sovereign, period. End of story. It's part of his character. He can't not be sovereign. So we're standing there and I'm like, this is amazing. And so then my husband's aunt is like, we should pray. And so we start praying for the girls. And so I want to share that clip as well, a little bit of that prayer right now.
Wow. For us in our little bitty lives, when in reality, you have a huge life plan for us. It's yours. You live through us, God. When we say yes to you, you come and live through us. And so, Lord, thank you, God, that I said yes to a silly little podcast when I had no idea what I was doing. I did not necessarily want to do that. But it met this sweet girl from across the country who brought this sweet girl to know Jesus. So we just say yes to their lives, Lord. God, I just pray right now for more favor and fire. Favor and fire. I just keep hearing fire all over you guys. I pray that you would burn out any impurities and burn them up for you, Lord. Yes. Burn them up till they're so obsessed with you that they come off like they're Quakers. So obsessed. And how old are you guys?
19
and 21. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for fire in their lives. Thank you, God, for loving them and for meeting them at Lake Tahoe randomly right now. Thank you, God, that we're just the messengers, Lord. We're just ambassadors of your gospel, Lord, that we just get to partner with you. We just get to partner with you and be the open mouth, but you get to speak.
Thank you, Jesus,
that both of them will speak for you, for that they would overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, which is you. Jesus is your testimony.
Yes.
So thank you, Lord, that Jesus, you are our testimony. Thank you, God, that we that we get to follow you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to know you intimately. God, I pray that we would know you more. I pray that we would fall so in love with you that the light of you, the light of your gospel would just light everybody up. I pray that all demonic oppression, if there is any, Lord, would lift in the name of Jesus. That if there's anything that is tormenting them, whether it's through social media or through family line or generation or anything, in the name of Jesus, they'll be free right now in Jesus' name. That you decided to meet them right now. So we don't have to wait. There doesn't have to be a counseling counseling session unless you want there to be. Yes. But right now, Lord, I just believe by faith, all of us together, we believe by faith for freedom for you guys.
Freedom.
Complete and total freedom. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Total freedom. From the top of your heads to the bottom of your feet. Right now, in Jesus' name. I pray right now for the fire of God over both of you. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. I feel him all over you. All over you, Carson. Right now, he's literally burning up things that you don't even know. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to know everything. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Y'all, I'm so wrecked. Like, obviously, this moment raises that girl's faith, but it also raised my faith, my husband's faith, our entire family's faith, and my little bitty church's faith. And I'm hoping, in Jesus' name, that it raises yours, that this little story will remind you that God is really in control of your life. He's in control of your future. He knows about your past. He's not afraid of it. He knew it would happen. He knew that you would do what you did and that you would not do what you didn't do. So I want to kind of finish out this episode with reading a little bit more of this article I mentioned in the beginning, because I think this just holds so much truth. And I want to talk about it. So it says, how does God's sovereignty impact my everyday life? So there's three answers to that. Number one, God's sovereignty calls for our submission. That is the truth. Like, if I hadn't have been submissive in starting this podcast, which, by the way, I do believe that the Lord told me to do this. Thank you, Jesus, for even telling me. And thank you, Jesus, for causing me to obey. Can I get an amen? Because let's be honest, it's not about us. None of this is about us. God doesn't owe us anything. He already sent his son to die for you and me and the whole entire world. So when he blesses us with moments like this, like to raise our faith, it's just out of his love for us. We're not owed it by any means. And so by his grace, we submit our emotions, our understanding, our lives, our bodies, our wills, our everything, our mouths. We submit our mouths to be and say and do whatever he wants to. When you understand his sovereignty, you will be more likely to do that. Something that Cheyenne, my pastor, used to teach me quite a bit is, you know, think about this. Like, as if you meditate on a TV show or, you know, a secular album of music, that's going to come out of your mouth. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to let that happen. And if you meditate on scripture and on listening to the Father's voice, that will come out of your mouth and you will suddenly find yourself witnessing to people in the middle of Lake Tahoe, or, you know, interacting with a brother and sister that God clearly had a divine intervention happening there. So, God's sovereignty calls for our submission. Just as peasants always bowed before their king for fear of offending the one who had the authority to take their life, God's sovereignty compels us to bow before him. Woo! Woo! But unlike corrupt earthly kings who abuse their authority to terrorize their subjects, God rules in love. He loves you and wants the best for you. Y'all, I'm just reading this website. I'm going to post it in the show notes. Romans 8:28 promises that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Number two way that God's sovereignty impacts our daily life is Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God's sovereignty provides us with comfort. Woo! That is the truth. That is the truth. I have never felt more comforted than when I am completely surrendered, submitted, and grateful for the sovereignty of God, for God's plan for my life. When I drop my pictures of my future, when I burn them up, when I submit all my desires and dreams and hopes, and actually come to the feet of Jesus and trust, like with open hands, like trust that whatever he has for me is okay, I feel comforted. I really do. It says, God makes that promise, and millions throughout history have testified to its truth because God has proven his ability to back it up time and time again. Woo! Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Number three is God's sovereignty inspires us to worship him. Woohoo! That's the truth. That also happened when we ran into these sweet girls in Lake Tahoe. All I wanted to do was worship. All I wanted to do was just sing. I'll post a little video real quick of me after the interaction with these girls. Here it is.
Praise the Lord for this. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory.
Because God is completely good and completely sovereign, he is completely worthy of worship. The biblical claims listed above are specific reasons why Christians worship God. Psalm 41, 1 through 2 says, "The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world, and all who live in it, for he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters." Oh, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, y'all, I pray that this story and this testimony has encouraged you and warned you and comforted you and convicted and challenged and all the things, because the Lord is good and he is in control. He's in control of your life, your finances, your relationships, your future, your dreams, your hopes, your children, your parents, everything you could ever imagine. God is in control. I just pray right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would reveal yourself to everyone listening as sovereign, that they would see the bigger picture, aka you, that you are the point of their lives. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this podcast, Lord. Thank you for listening. If you've been a faithful listener for the entire time I've started this podcast, I just want to say thank you. Because apparently a lot more people are listening than I realized. And so I just want to honor you and bless you. And I pray that this just is an encouragement weekly for you. And also, if you feel to, pray for me, pray for the wisdom I need to continue this podcast and the motivation, and pray against the devil's schemes, because every dang week he tries to get up in here. Let me tell you what. Oh, Jesus, you're so good, Lord. I pray that y'all have an incredible week, an incredible month, and an incredible year of just worshiping Jesus and lifting up his name and living a life of praise, a life of hallelujahs and amens. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast episode or any of the episodes from this podcast, please download them. Give them a thumbs up, subscribe, follow, 5 stars, you know, all that jazz. The reason podcasters ask you to do this is not to stroke their ego. Well, maybe sometimes. But the reason I'm asking is more so more people can get their hands on the truth, capital T, that is Jesus Christ. The more downloads equals more exposure. And, you know, that's just kind of how the algorithm works of all that. And the more exposure equals more souls hearing the gospel. Hallelujah. I dare you to yell hallelujah with me wherever you are right now. Ready? You ready? 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah.